Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us today on the show, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Okay, so we have Nathan Davis today. And National Letter of Intent Day is tomorrow. So how about Bob Flounders from the Patriot News and PennLive.com? And the Super Bowl's coming up, and we'll talk to the radio voice of Sunday Night Football, Kevin Kugler, joining us on the show today. Other than that, that's all we have. Tomorrow, Kim Jones, NFL Network, and Emily Kaplan from Sports Illustrated. Thursday, Jimmy Cephalo, play-by-play voice, Miami Dolphins. We apologize in advance for the shabby guest list.
I just got a text from upper management. Up your game. Okay. I'll reply back here.
Oh, good. Well, I would text back.
That was toward me, not you.
And how do you feel about Sean in the suit?
So I'm stuck on Interstate 80 last night for 45 minutes trying to get home because of the 9-vehicle accident further up the road in Clinton County. And I'm starting to think of Sean in the suit. Life was flashing before my eyes. And actually went back to listen to our podcast at stevejonesshow.com, replayed hour two with Chris Spielman and Charles Davis, and both absolutely knocked it out of the park yesterday, getting our Super Bowl 51 weekly batch of conversations underway. So they were phenomenal.
Well, it would be fun maybe at some time to do the show on Radio Row. But you know what? For not being on Radio Row, I think we do okay when it comes to Super Bowl coverage. We are going to get Mike Conti from the Falcons Radio Network on the show Friday. We are also going to get a writer from the Boston Globe. Also, James Franklin's supposed to have a press conference tomorrow. We might be able to carry part of that for you. How about that? Dealing with recruiting. So, that's what we have. And we are working on recruiting guests maybe for tomorrow or for Thursday. How about that? So, today, Nathan Davis, Bucknell basketball coach, Kevin Kugler, Westwood One, and BTN, and Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com. Tomorrow, Kim Jones, NFL Network, Emily Kaplan, Sports Illustrated, Matt Leon, Philadelphia. Thursday, Jimmy Cephalo, Dolphins play-by-play voice, former Nittany Lion, obviously, played in two Super Bowls. And am I missing somebody on Thursday? Well, somebody I'm recruiting Thursday, I know that. Am I missing anybody else on Thursday?
Nope, that was the only thing you mentioned was Jimmy Cephalo, yeah.
Okay, yep. And then you got Friday Friday will be Mike Conti, and then, of course...
the one.
The only. The Prince of Thieves.
Yes, when it comes to Mohegan Sun online poker credits, yes. Or slot machine credits, we should say. He's probably played poker too. So
next week in this time slot, Sean in the suit, so I hope you enjoy this week.
The pilot episode.
the pilot episode.
First question. How did digital media work out for you?
I know it's not working out for the rest of us. I'm waiting for that text from Drew. Basically, don't push that.
I just need to print out the list of our guests we've had over the last month and just put it on the suit's desk. And it's like, hey, here you go. Here's your arsenal.
Here, go sell.
Here's what we've had. Here's what we've had so far in 2017.
Yeah, Dick Girardi, Jack Ham. Let's see, Peter King. We'll have Emily Kaplan, Kim Jones, Charles Davis, Chris Spielman. I mean, we go on and on and on here. It's been a long list. Eli Gold, who was merciless on the good people of Lafayette, Indiana. Eli was fun. Eli was great. He was great. That was one of the, we've had a lot of fun ones that we've set up. And, oh, John McClain from the Houston Chronicle? My goodness, we've had some.
You could have gone an hour with him, minimum.
Oh, man. Same thing with Peter. I went with Peter King. Yeah. I didn't even scratch the surface yet. I wanted to talk a little bit about Roger Goodell, because Peter's always had a very good working relationship with him. Get maybe a little insight about Roger Goodell. He gave us a little bit about what makes him tick. He was talking about, you know, videos no longer than 2 minutes, and how much Roger Goodell studies that stuff and understands it. So he gave us some insight into that. But I mean, I could have gone another 20, 25 minutes with him. Same thing with John McClain. Could have gone another 20, 25 minutes with him. Chris Spielman, Charles Davis could have gone, remember, this month began with us in Los Angeles and Detroit. Tomorrow is February. And he'll love this. Tomorrow's show's in Bloomington, right? So that means the game is February 1st. I did a Purdue football game October 29th in West Lafayette. I did the Indiana football game, Bloomington, November 12th. I did the Big Ten Championship game, Indianapolis, December 3rd. I did the Purdue basketball game, January 17th at West Lafayette. I'm doing Indiana basketball tomorrow at Bloomington. That means in each of the last 5 months, I've done a game in Indiana. I've been there more than Pence. All right. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, wouldn't trade it for the world. Just thought it was a little slice of irony. We will take a break. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Humble's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. A brand new Hyundai Elantra from Sunbury Motors Hyundai can be yours for only $215 per month. This is not a lease payment. $215 per month on a brand new Hyundai Elantra with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors says a 2017 Hyundai Elantra is the absolute best buy for your buck in 2017. Sunbury Motors was voted best car dealership, best quick service, and best body shop. Now add best new compact vehicle with the Hyundai Elantra, and you just made the best decision of 2017. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. There's 34 to choose from, starting at $215 per month, tax and tags extra, at 2.99% APR for 84 months to qualified buyers. Sunbury Motors Hyundai declares 2017 the year of the Elantra. How about the Charles Barkley, LeBron James deal? That's what I don't. It's one area I don't like about the NBA. It's too WWE for me. You know, I feel like the interview should be done by Vince McMahon or Mean Gene Okerlund or somebody like that. What the heck? Every time you turn around, there's some sort of strife or some sort of feud in that league.
Yeah, speaking of the Cavs, how about last night, Yogi Ferrell getting a 10-day contract and his team able to beat the Cavs last night?
I'll tell you right now, Yogi Ferrell, I'll give him credit. He's a good college basketball player. Sean, I never thought he'd be an NBA player. Never. Just didn't see enough. Yeah, I thought he could shoot okay. He was a good enough shooter. He was a good enough passer. He was a good enough college player. But I did not see him playing in the NBA. He's got a 10-day contract. I give him all the credit in the world.
And I got to thinking of Tim Frazier. He was able to get a 10-day contract and then parlay that into another 10-day contract. And yeah, voila, he was able to lock up a deal with New Orleans. Do you think Yogi could be on the same track, maybe?
But the difference between Tim Frazier and Yogi Ferrell is this. Tim Frazier, once he overcame the Achilles injury, look, an ACL and an Achilles, I think, are the two toughest ones probably to come back from. Once he got him back to 100%, he had the speed that puts him in the NBA. I never looked at Yogi Ferrell as that kind of guy who had enough speed to play in the NBA. No, I'm wrong. And I'm happy I'm wrong, because I mean, he's a heck of a player. So I'm happy I'm wrong. I just didn't see it. And I thought he'd be a European or D-League player. And he's out there playing, and hopefully he can get a full contract. Hey, you go out. If you show that you can fulfill a role for a team, they will take you. Unless that team is trying to lose, and some of them are, believe me, they want the draft picks. I always felt that was one of the issues that the Sixers had with Tim Frazier. He made them better. Well, we don't want to be that much better. We want to be in a position to draft Ben Simmons. Okay. Barkley on TNT's Inside the NBA. Charles Barkley said, quote, when it came to him talking about the owner, Dan Gilbert, inappropriate, whiny, all of the above. The Cleveland Cavaliers, they have given him everything he wanted. They have the highest payroll in NBA history. He wanted J.R. Smith last summer. They paid him. He wanted Iman Shumpert last summer. They brought him in. Kyle Korver brought him in. He's the best player in the world. Does he want all the good players? He doesn't want to compete. He's an amazing player. They're the defending champs. Now, Barkley has consistently needled LeBron James, telling HBO's Bill Simmons over the summer that he would never ascend to the top five players in the history of the game. He's got in that group. Now, this is not a bad group, by the way. It's not as if he put him ahead of Sven Nader. His top five would be Michael Jordan, Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Will Chamberlain. No offense, that's not a bad five. Well, LeBron has had enough of Sir Charles. And I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to the All-Star weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend partying. All I've ever done my entire career is represent the NBA the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble, respected the game, print that. And they did.
Did he say his golf swing was better than Sir Charles?
Your golf swing is better than Sir Charles, and you don't play.
That's right. I think when it comes to LeBron, like back in the day with Larry Bird and Magic, like they would get up the next morning, check the paper, and read each other's stats to see how they did the night before. I think it's the point with LeBron. First thing he does, wakes up in the morning, grabs his phone to see how Kevin Durant and Golden State are doing. You got to be figure it. It just LeBron's got he's got the goal to try to knock them out one more time. To work on that, as he said, his legacy.
I guess. I don't know. The NBA's too WWE for me. They're the best players in the world. I mean, there's no getting around it. Incredible athletes. Have the ability to play the game at a high, high level. It's a rough, rough road. Because you have to play 82 of these things. 41 on the road. Sometimes these teams go on 7-game road trips. I know they're making a ton of money. I don't care how much money you're making. That's not easy. There's just too much yapping back and forth in this league. There's too many debates, and they're all and there's too many manufactured debates. Here's a manufactured debate. Who's the MVP? Who cares? I want to know who won the championship at the end. Russell Westbrook didn't make the starting lineup for the West. Who cares? It's the All-Star game. Okay. And the All-Star game means what? Well, what does that mean? Game doesn't count. It is recognition. Looks like it's a fun game to play in. I mean, he ends up being on the All-Star team anyway. But, you know, they're all manufactured debates. Every time you turn around, there's another manufactured NBA debate. ESPN covers the NBA like it's the NFL. Now, I understand they've got a lot of money invested in it, but you look at the ratings. The ratings do not justify the coverage the NBA gets, not even remotely close. But the ratings in the playoffs do justify the coverage, so I guess you can say that they're covering in such a way where I got a text back from Drew. So it does pay off where it sets the table that when you get to April, May, and June, that's where they draw their ratings. Obviously, LeBron's been a big reason why they've been able to draw. Now you've got Golden State in the West, another big reason to draw. I did text Drew, by the way, about the Sean in the suit idea seems to be taking off, .. His response, we've had distribution inquiries from Fox Sports 7.
That's deep. Wow.
Said, we've had distribution inquiries from Fox Sports 7. You're home for IndyCar and the Olympics.
That's why I paired up with him.
That's okay. And I texted back, and digital media.
There will be an app for that.
Will be. And then there's going to be, and Fox Sports 7, I guess, is going to also carry a 10-part series, The Journey of Suit Light. It culminates in a banquet.
GoPro cameras were rolling.
I don't know what tears were shed more, the player or the coach.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
A brief tiff. I'll tell you right now. You told me it was all wrong to get him a thesaurus. The dividends. It's like having a money market account.
But the great thing is you only paid 99 cents for that app for his phone. So
it's not always price.
It's the thought that counts.
And believe me, that's about as much thought as I put into it. 99 cents worth.
Plus you got a 90-minute show and there'll be plenty of brief tiffs.
Argument, tiff, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow the world will be brawl.
I'm waiting for spat.
spat. No, that's another. That's another good one. I like that. A spat between him and Granahan. I can't picture that. All right, let's bring in the outstanding basketball coach at Bucknell, Nathan Davis. Coach, welcome. Great to have you with us on the show, as always.
Thanks for having me on. I always enjoy it as well.
Yep, same here. I want to start.
I'm outstanding, though. It's a little questionable.
You know, if you think of me that way, I will think of you that way.
Fair enough.
I've got your back. You have mine.
Done deal. I'm in.
All right. Let's get to. I want to get to the defensive part. Defensive points per possession. You're in the top 60 in the country right now. What kind of five-person commitment in combinations does it take to give you consistent effort defensively?
I think it takes everybody. I know it's said a lot with Bill Belichick these days about doing your job, but it takes everyone being locked in and performing their role each possession or as close to each possession as possible, and not letting each other down is what it comes down to. And then the other part that I think really helped us is we've done an excellent job, especially in league play, of guarding without fouling. So people aren't shooting many free throws on us at all, which certainly makes it a lot easier.
And that's a huge part of it. I see that all the time with certain teams in the Big Ten. They play you defensively. They don't foul. Now, certain analytics can give you, if you really go deep, your best combinations statistically on the floor. Do you go that deep with the analytics, or is it more feel with you for the moment?
I think it's a combination of both, to be honest with you. I don't think it's a thing I don't think you're right to ignore analytics, and I don't think it's right to rely entirely on them. I think there's some things that analytics don't measure, such as you can have a guy that helps you defensively just by being in the right spot. That doesn't necessarily show up on a statistic, even in an analytics statistic. But you can see that he's helping make plays because he's maybe showing on a screen or rotating and make another pass, things like that, that don't show up in analytics. But I do think there's a combination of both. And so to say we look at one or the other entirely ignore the other wouldn't be quite right. But we do. I do look at them both. I don't know if I really answered your question.
I understand exactly what you're saying. What about the matchup part? Do you like the way the roster's been constructed to give you certain favorable matchups?
I do. I think one advantage we have is we have a lot more size across the board, and that helps defensively. We had an issue with since last week we were playing Lafayette with Nick Linder, who's a really good point guard, but he's 5'11". And not only does Stephen Brown guard him, but Kimball McKenzie guards him. Kimball's 6'1". We even put Ivy Toomer and Bruce Moore at 6'3 and 6'8 on him. And that can help you because you don't need to give as much help around the basket. They got to finish over longer guys and things like that. So I think one of our advantages is our length and size across the board allows us to cover some mistakes defensively because you still, at the end of the day, you got to finish over top of guys.
You are number one defensively in the Patriot League in three-point percentage defense. In conference games, it's only 30.5%. Is that where the length has come into play, your ability on the perimeter?
I think it's helping us. I think part of it is we're doing a better job guarding ball screens and penetrations, so there aren't as many scramble situations where you get set threes. I think that's a big part of it. But it's one of those things that certainly, like everybody we're emphasizing right now, is no set threes. If we can make guys put it down or shoot at least with somebody in their face, the percentage is going to go down, obviously.
You're also number one in the league in two-point offense right now. It's 55.9%. What's allowed you in that mid-range to basket area to really get some good sets that allow you to thrive?
Well, I think we have guys that you got to respect from the perimeter, obviously. But anytime you have a guy like Nana fouling inside, shooting 65% from the floor, it's going to help.
That opens the door to the dark room. Yeah.
I don't think we need to overcomplicate it or overanalyze it. The guy we have that we throw it into a lot is pretty good.
Yeah.
If he's making 65% of his shots, we're probably doing all right.
let's see. Let's go to him. And I think from 3 feet in, I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad plan. Do you like to run a lot of two-man game because of him?
Yeah, we do a lot of stuff. Like, I think he's obviously really big and physical and can score a variety of ways, but it's, I think at times it's also hard. I shouldn't say it's hard. It's easier to guard somebody if they're always in the same spot, if he's always working block to block and things like that. So really here since Christmas we've been emphasizing with him is to get on the move a little bit. Yeah, we want you to post on reversals and do some of that stuff, but also let's go ball screen and make people have to defend you in different areas of the floor so that they can't just find you and collapse on you all the time.
Do you have any guards at all that you look at, say, in certain situations, I can post them, or for the most part, are they 10-foot and out guys?
No, I think we do. I think a lot of them are younger, and so they're still kind of getting their feet wet. But we've been playing with Avi Toomer can do it some. Bruce Moore is really like a 3-4. He's been playing a lot of the 3 for us, can do it at 6-8. And then our freshman, Ben Robertson, is coming on as well at 6'5", can do it. They're just kind of, they don't want to overload them with too much stuff yet. And so we actually started playing with a little bit of ways to get them in the post some the other day.
What kind of job have some of the younger players done in your scout team in practice to make you better?
Well, I think the big thing is with us, we've got Nate Jones back now, so we're back to 12 healthy players. So we almost haven't really had a straight scout team. Last month, we've been doing a lot. We're playing 11, actually. We played 12 guys in the first half against Army, but we've been playing 11 or 12 every half, so we've all got to know it. So the thing we do is when we're doing it, both people are running and both people are guarding it, and I think our competition out of that has allowed guys to improve.
You have to have, obviously, an off day. When you do get the players back, and you have a fair amount of veterans on this team, are you sensing they've watched a lot of tape in their off day and actually taken their, quote, off time and used it not only for academics but for basketball?
Yeah, I have no doubt that our guys are, even when we have our off days, there's guys getting in the gym to shoot. They're around getting treatment on their bumps and bruises. You know, everyone, no one is entirely healthy right now. And so taking care of your body and all that stuff is part of it. And obviously watching film. And I think our guys have been very pleased with the way they've been focused on improving and continuing to get better, understanding that, yeah, we're 9-1 in the league and it's great, but we really haven't won anything as a group yet. We got a long way to go to get there, and I think that they've been putting in the necessary time, even be above and beyond what I would ask them to do, to get ready.
You're now in that stage where you're starting to play people again, second time through. It was second time through with Army. It'll be second time through with American. What are the challenges when it is the second time through and there's such familiarity?
Yeah, I think the first thing is identifying the things that they did before that bothered you or gave you troubles and trying to get those straightened out. And then obviously there's going to be an adjustment once the game starts because everyone's preparing and trying to find new ways to attack you and to stop you and recognizing those. And still, one of the biggest things is, I know we're now into late, actually I guess it's February tomorrow, is you're playing a lot of games. You can't just get so wrapped up in who you're playing. You got to take a look at what you're doing and how can you do it better. And make sure that you're finding time to work on yourselves at the same time. Because if you don't get better with what you're doing, you've got no chance at the end of the year.
2 weeks ago, they beat Lafayette. Then they lost by only 8 to Holy Cross. Lost to Navy. But then they had another tough one by only 5 to Colgate. Are you sensing Americans a little bit better than the first time you played them?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think that what they have is they're a young team. Their best players are all freshmen and sophomores, really. And so it's everything they see right now, league play, we played them early in league play, is new. Now they're getting the second time through, that's going to be new, and how will that go? So I think that they're a team that's growing the more they play, and they're continuing to get better. Hopefully they're not good enough on tomorrow night to beat us.
Right, yeah, exactly. This will be a big picture question that doesn't really deal with the game itself. But I realize the Patriot has to play its conference tournament at a certain time, so I've got that. And the Big Ten plays its later. Next year it won't be the case. But the Big Ten has 2 off weeks built in. In other words, you don't play a middle week game 1 week, you don't play a weekend another week. Does the Patriots suffer at all by the fact that you never get a break once you start conference play?
You know, I don't think so. I kind of like the rhythm of it, where you know you're going to be basically playing Wednesday, Saturday, and getting Sunday off. I think there's something to be said for getting into that rhythm. I would almost, I guarantee, I bet you our players for certain would much rather be playing games every Wednesday and Saturday than having the entire week where we could yell at them in practice. So, I mean, as a coach, I'd rather have a week before each game to practice, but that's not the way it goes. I do think that with basketball, though, there's a certain rhythm you can get into that's nice. And the typical Wednesday Saturday is something that I think can be advantageous, especially here where their schedules are so different with classes. Like, we can't practice every day. Like, so many schools you go to will practice at 11 a.m. every day or 1. We'll go at 6 tonight. Last night we might have gone at 6:30. Thursday we'll go at 3, you know. So it's everything's a little different, but having something set, I think, can certainly help. And the Wednesday-Saturday, I think, is a good thing.
And this time you're going to go Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday. So you got real quick, good,
The players, again, are excited about that. 2 days, only one kind of half practice between. I'm not sure that I like it, but yeah, we go Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. No, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Monday, Wednesday, Sunday, I think is what we have coming
right,
up.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's going to be a little hectic.
It'll be a little hectic. Hey, best of luck tomorrow night. It'll be at 7 o'clock at Soika. And appreciate all the time you always give us. It's greatly appreciated on my part.
Thank you. I look forward to it every week.
Nathan Davis, head basketball coach at Bucknell. What a year they've had. They're 9-1 right now. Next half hour, Kevin Kugler from Westwood One and BTN is going to join us. Final half hour, Bob Flounders, Patriot News, PennLive.com. The Sean in the suit idea, I'm getting all sorts of traffic here on Twitter and Facebook. It seems to be exploding.
Blowing it up. Wow. Oh. I didn't expect that.
It's one tweet. Greatest idea ever at suitlight.com. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Suitlight.com. There's already a .com. Wow. Didn't even start college yet.
Oh, one banquet and we're incorporated. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors.
When you're looking for a new Ford vehicle in Central PA, there's only one dealer with four city blocks of new Ford. It's Sunbury Motors Ford. SMC is where you want to be with over 90 new F-150s priced from just $24,824. See for yourself why Sunbury Motors has sold over 40,000 trucks. Sunbury Motors Ford has over 70 new Ford SUVs in stock with 2017 Ford Escapes on sale from only $19,880. SMC has 45 new Ford cars with Ford Fiestas starting as low as $13,975. Plus, financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. You deserve to deal with the best. Sunbury Motors Ford. SMC is the dealer voted best in the Valley Reader's Choice for best car dealership, best body shop, and best quick service. Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. SMC, satisfying more customers since 1915.
Getting a lot of reaction all over the country to the Sean in the suit idea. Not quite taking off the way I thought it would. I understand you lined up your first guest, Sage Karam. It's really...
I had nothing to do with that. Then why doesn't that surprise me?
Marco Andretti was the second guest.
See, I would have guessed Michael Andretti. That's one of the suit's prized possessions, is the Michael Andretti autograph in his office.
You know, I've talked to Michael Andretti. Topic never came up.
Well, there used to be a Michael Andretti Power Sports on the Strip right before you got to the bridge in Seals Grove heading south. And I want to say close to 20 years ago, we did a live broadcast from there. You'll never guess who did the remote that day. You'll never guess.
You know what's really weird about that? Is they didn't even buy the live broadcast. Suit just showed up and said, let's do it.
Come to think of it, that could have been another employee and Kevin Kife the mic from him. That
they didn't buy it, but, I mean, Suit's there. Kevin Kugler, next half hour. Kevin, of course, the voice of Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. He also is on Big Ten Network. In fact, he's got Northwestern coming up tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. And Northwestern has been a great story this year. But, you know, what's interesting about Northwestern, and I mentioned this, Dick Girardi and I had a chance to talk with Doug Collins after the Penn State game, and Doug had done the Christmas Day game at Madison Square Garden. He deliberately wanted that game so it would be an easy trip for him to go from Manhattan to State College to watch Chris Coach's game. And, you know, the final score was deceptive. I mean, Northwestern dominated that game against Penn State in the Big Ten opener. And you think about it, I mean, since that, Penn State's 4-4 since that opener. The point he made was, look, he says, here's the difference where the two programs are right now. Number one, he said, Chris, his son, he says, has almost all juniors and a couple of seniors mixed in. He said he recruited all these guys, and what's happened is that they've all grown up together. He said, conversely, Pat has almost all freshmen. And again, Penn State gets 47% of its point production from its freshmen. So the fact that Penn State has been able to go 4-4 since the opener against Northwestern, one of the better teams in the conference, you're seeing growth, and Lamar Stevens will be one of the keys as they make the turn into February. There is no question the last five games, Lamar Stevens has been going through a slump. But there are certain guys that you look at that slump. They sit there and go, oh, man, I don't know. You know what? He may never dig himself out of it. He's never really going to be that kind of player. And there's a guy like Lamar Stevens where you know he's going to be that kind of player. It's not guesswork. It doesn't take a genius to sit there and look at Lamar Stevens and realize the body he has. He's up to 228 pounds now. He's gained 10 pounds during the season. He's up to 228 pounds now, all muscle. 15-foot game in quick. Yes, he can finish. He needs to just get back to finishing. Plus, he's a really good free throw shooter. Lamar Stevens is a scorer. And he'll be a 1,200 to 1,500-point scorer in his Penn State career before he's all said and done. I think closer to 1,500 than 12. He'll be a 1,500-point scorer before his career is done at Penn State. What he's going through right now, to me, will be part of the aberration in his career. And he's the one guy that did not get untracked on Saturday. Shep Garner has been untracked the last two games. Peyton Banks the last two games being able to get untracked. Josh Reeves got untracked Saturday. Mike Watkins got untracked Saturday. Lamar was the one guy who didn't. And they'll have a matchup tomorrow night with Indiana where Bryant is going to be a tough matchup for anybody inside. Thomas Bryant. I can picture Thomas Bryant going to the NBA draft when this is all over with this season in Indiana. Thomas Bryant's a really, really good player. Robert Johnson outside, really good player. They get Juwan Morgan back. He's still not quite 100% from that foot injury, but he's back playing. No Colin Hartman out for the year with a knee. No James Blackman, lower leg injury. And no OG Anunoby, who suffered the knee injury at Penn State. So we'll see how it plays out tomorrow night. But if it were, there's certain players that you look at that hit a slump and you ask yourself, I don't know if they're ever going to get back. And then there's a guy like Lamar Stevens when you're just saying, look, the light will click on. When it does, there'll be no stopping him. Lamar is a Big Ten player. And for them to have similar success in February of winning maybe at least four games in February like they did in January, he's going to be a big part of it. 6:30 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock the airtime. We will not be doing Periscope at 5:30. Your home for the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 51. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.